Hello.
Hi, Brett. It's Nadine. How
hey.
Are you? Hey.
Sorry.
I didn't know. Was I supposed to call you at 10?
Yeah.
I was. See, why did I put in my notes that you were going to call me? And then I thought, you know, I got back from lunch and I'm all, was I supposed to be the one to call him? Okay.
No worries.
Is there a better time later today or do you prefer tomorrow then? I'm so sorry.
So, I already spoke to him and he's on board. So
okay.
We're willing to try it. Is there somehow I could pay through the email or online or something like that?
We can set it up like that. Yeah, I would just need to have
okay.
my manager set it up so you can enter the credit card information yourself rather than doing it through the phone. But everything else we would have to set up, at least as far as like, because I got to walk you through the video, the voice verification recording, right? Because it's for your guys'
yeah.
protection.
Yeah,
is the card that you would be entering, is that going to be like in your name or in Juan's
no,
name?
No.
Because
it's in the business.
In the business. Okay. But
yeah.
is either one of you authorized to use that card? Because I just need to know
yeah.
who I would do the voice verification with. Is what
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
asking.
I'll take care of all that.
Okay. Okay. So what would be a good time for me to call you so at least we can get all the rest of the other parts set up and then that way I can give you the username and password so you can log in on your own and then make the payment.
Are you in on Pacific time or
Yeah, I'm in Orange County. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
yeah.
So just call me at noon.
At noon?
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Well, what do I need?
Basically, I'll tell you what I'm going to need from you, because you and I are just going to be verifying the information, business name. We're going to be verifying, like, okay, the areas of target, right? We're going to – I'm just going to be taking down notes. Now, from there, what I'm going to do is schedule your client interview. So once you put in your payment information and the payment processes,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to schedule your client interview. The client interview – is what's going to take the longest because that's when you're going to talk to the technician, you know, about the ad campaigns, right? The Facebook ads. You're going to talk about the areas of target. And that's where you guys go more in detail. That typically takes 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but it could take sometimes a little bit longer just depending on how many questions or details you have. And then basically...
Okay.
The technician's going to let you know you'll need to add us on as managers to your Google business profile and your Facebook, not owners, managers. So that
so
way
I
we can do the optimization. Do you have like a personal Facebook page? Because we can
no.
create it for you. Okay.
No.
So what I'm going to suggest at the very least, Brett, just open up open up a personal Facebook. You don't have to have friends. You don't even have to have pictures on there. Because all Facebook business pages are created through the personal page so that you have
okay.
the ownership and access to the business page. No one's going to see your personal page, okay?
Okay.
So I would just say at the very least, just do that, okay? So that way we can create the business page for you for Facebook.
Okay.
Okay? So I will give you then a call at noon tomorrow, and then we'll just go from there, okay?
And you said create a...
personal Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Just a personal one, right? Okay.
Yeah. So on Facebook, you're just going to act like you're opening up a Facebook page for you,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah,
you're
yeah,
not,
yeah.
you don't even have to have pictures
not
or friends on there.
One.
Super simple. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll do the business one for you. Okay.
Okay. And, I think you did send, all the details of what you're providing,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
And,
I did. I sent
and is
it
this,
to the,
is this what, is this a contract or a cancel anytime?
No. No contract. It's a month-to-month program. We're going to
okay.
ask you stick it out 2 months. Okay? We call it
okay.
a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel
okay.
at any time. All I would tell you is this. Always make sure that if you're going to cancel or, like, let's say you're going to pause it, right? Just
mm-hmm.
make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due. So that way you don't
okay.
get charged. And that's it.
Yeah. And,
okay.
This is for,
this is
going to
be,
right?
This, I can't guarantee you top three. No one out there can even guarantee what position you're going to be in. That's going to determine on the keywords, your search terms, and where they're performing the search from. So let me be super transparent with you. I cannot tell you you'll be number five, number one, number 10. It's going to depend on where they're performing the search from. If you want something like closer to the top of the page, then you might want to think about the Google Guaranteed program, which is a program that we assist with. And I don't know if you've seen them. They're the ones with the green check mark next to it. It says Google Guaranteed. But that is a pay-per-lead program, and that has requirements. Google's going to require the special licensing, whatever they say is required, insurance. They're going to require background checks. So that's a whole process. But it is a pay-per-lead program. It's actually a great program, and it allows you to target wherever your insurance and your license covers you. But there's requirements for that. So, you know, if the business name is all under Juan's name, and I'm talking the license and everything, then we're going to have to at some point get him on the phone, because he would be the one filling out the application for that to get approved.
Yeah.
So, and those are the ones at the very tippy top of the page. But again, even with the Google Guaranteed, Brett, we can't tell you you're going to be the first one or you're going to be the number six part of that program, because not even Google can give you that. It's an algorithm. It's all going to depend on what keyword or search term they're searching from or where they're performing the search from. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. Does that make sense?
And the pay-per-lead, that always is going to up the price up and down, right?
Yeah, because the no, not that the price goes up and down. I'll even give you an example, right? Because the business, you guys have it registered at the 91331, correct? That's where it's registered at?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you an idea so that way you know, like, what the cost is on that. So for the application fee, there's a one-time $250 application fee. You guys fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. And then once we know who's going to run the background check, because Google uses two different companies, we'll let you know. So that way you're on the lookout for that email or that text message that they're going to send. It's either coming from like a company called Pinkerton or Evident ID. Mm-hmm. Once you get approved from Google, we notify you to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want the leads turned on. Now, these aren't leads like Angie's leads or Thumbtack leads. These are leads that come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only going to be sent to you, okay?
Okay.
So the requirements, just so you know, for that program, the requirements are going to be the background check, that you have at least 5 Google reviews. You guys don't have any reviews yet.
No.
Have you been working on that?
Not really.
Okay. I encourage you to start working on your reviews. It's the modern day word of mouth.
Okay.
And then it looks like they're also requiring, there's a state warm air HVAC license. What's the other one that they require? Cause I know that there's like different ones. There's that one. It's the C20. Is that the one that you guys carry? The C20?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then the certificate of liability insurance. So the approval process is 4 to 8 weeks. Once you get approved, your minimum monthly budget when you turn on your leads is $661. That's going to give you up to 13 leads. So your leads are $50.67 a lead. Okay? Here's the kicker on it. If someone called you to remove a tree, unqualified lead, they credit it back. If someone calls you in Orange County and you're not servicing that area and you do not accept that lead, unqualified, they're going to credit it back. If someone called you to see if you're hiring or to sell you online marketing, those are unqualified leads. They will credit it back. A qualified lead is if you gave pricing over the phone, you discussed estimate, or if you set an appointment to give an estimate. That is a qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month. I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget, Brett, is going to roll over to the next month, which means the next month, You're not going to pay $661 again. What you're paying is $50.67 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you need to pause the leads because you're bombarded with work or you're going out of town for a few days, you call us to shut them off. We shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us back to turn them back on.
The
all
whole
calls
background
are recorded.
What does that consist of?
The background, they're looking to see if you have felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. They're looking for felonies.
What I meant is, do I have to go in and get my prints again?
No. Oh, okay.
They require
that
when we get our sales license.
Oh, no. What they do, I'll tell you what the background check consists of. Basically, they're doing is they're just running your social. They have your ID identification number, right? Your birth date and your name.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're looking for is to make sure you don't have felonies, right? Like you didn't rob someone when you were working on their house or stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Or drug charges. I'll be straight out. Even drug charges they're looking for. Because, you know, in California, a lot of drug charges are felonies. I don't think marijuana is anymore, but, you know. Not that I know about all that, but you know what I mean? I'll just say I come from a big family. So they go back 7 years. They're not going to require, like, give us your thumbprint, nothing like that, right? But that's basically what they're going to do. And when you get, like, for example, one of the companies that's going to run the background check, what they'll say is they'll send you an email or a text message, send us a front and back copy of your driver's license or identification or passport. Because you're just verifying it's me you're doing the background check on, right? The other one might say enter your name, your birth date, your social, okay? Because, again, they're verifying it's you. But they're not asking, like, come in and give me your fingerprints, okay? They're not running, what is it, what do we call that, the live scan?
Yeah, life scan, that's what it is.
Yeah, I had to do that for our church to work in the kids' ministry, you know, because they want to make sure they don't have any weirdos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't blame
working
them.
With the kids. I'm like, are you sure you should run a scan on those kids? Because some of them are crazy. No, I'm just saying. But yeah, so, you know, like I was saying, if you, like, let's say you shut off the leads because you guys were going out of town, right? And we shut it off, but you had only gotten two leads at that time. When you call us back to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Okay, so it'll pick up where it left off and continue eating the remaining leads, the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's a really good program. Really good program. But you got to at least have the 5 Google reviews too. So even if you started... Even if you started with the platinum package, right, we're going to help you get your reviews too, because we can create you a tiny URL, like a link that you can send via text or email. I encourage you, Brett, you guys got to get reviews. You're doing good work. Why wouldn't you want people to read about it? You know what I mean? And I know sometimes it's a pain in the butt because it's like, man, I'm going from one job to another, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't take them that long to leave you a review. They click on the link. They leave 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it. That's going to post to your Google business profile.
Okay.
And then if and whenever you want to start, like, the application process for the Google Guaranteed program, the only thing you pay on that is the $250 application fee. Once you get approved from Google, you guys can decide, you know what, I want to drop the other program. We only want to do the Google Guaranteed, and we can do that. So, you know, honestly, I think it's a really good program for you guys, the Google Guaranteed. I would highly recommend that before you even do Google Ads.
Yeah, you said it was a 6 something, right?
661, yeah. $661 is the minimum. Well, not every month, because remember, that's also going to determine how many leads you got the month before. So, like, you know your leads are always going to be $50.67. So, you know, if you got 2 leads the first month, what's left over in the budget goes to the next month. So, next month, you're not paying $661. What you're paying would be a little over $100, right? Because it's $50.67 per lead, and if you got 2, you times two, because you're putting back your budget to be at the 661. You're replenishing it to get it back to the 661. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, I get how that works. Just because I was doing Google Ads, but it's not.
It's honestly,
I need someone focused on that actual aspect.
On Google Ads, I'm going to be straight out. That can be a little tricky. We do Google Ads, right?
Yeah.
But we operate at a flat rate. But honestly, Brett, I would recommend you doing Google Guaranteed before you ever did Google Ads again. Hands down, I'm going to tell you, I love that program.
Yeah, that definitely sounds a lot better than Google Ads.
Way better. I'm going to tell you, I always, anybody that I speak to that I can offer Google Guaranteed, I will offer it.
Yeah.
Because
so
it's because of the way the program works.
I guess what we'll do, we'll start off with the what we're doing right now. What was it, the Platinum?
Yeah, the Platinum one. Uh-huh.
Until we get the 5 reviews, and then we'll...
Yeah, and then you can just, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll send you the email with the breakdown on that one too, so that way you have it. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll call you tomorrow at 12. I will call you.
One last thing.
Yeah.
I'm not Brett. I'm Juan. I don't know where Brett came from.
You know what? And you had me this whole time calling you Brett. Mira nomás.
Yeah, I'm like, she's been calling
you
me
know
Brett
what's so
time.
Funny?
And I'm like, I
because
just
when they transferred you,
my,
okay, do you remember?
Yeah, the lady called me Brett, and I'm like,
oh
what?
My
I'm
God.
Like,
wait till I get a hold of her. I'm going to tell her, you know, this whole time he had me going and saying Brett, and he was like, when, at what point were you going to tell me, Juan? You should have said me, Dean. It's not.
Until I feel confident with you.
Really? Oh my gosh.
No, but,
you know, oh
yeah,
my
no,
gosh.
I do have my partner that I'm dealing with, and,
okay.
I always run everything through him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
okay,
he was just concerned about
that. So then I've always spoken with you because I'm like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be honest with you, Quan.
Yeah,
even way back when I first talked to you a while back,
yeah,
you
yeah,
remember. I'm like, you know, honestly, I kind of thought, is this Juan? Because it kind of sounds like Juan. But, you know, I don't want to be judgy either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, look, straight out,
so,
he don't sound like a Brett. But I called you Brett because that's what they told me. And I thought, okay, well, maybe Juan has a partner named Brett now. I mean, I don't know. Things change. Oh, my gosh. You're so silly.
No.
You had me this whole time calling you Brett.
Yeah.
Is that your alias?
No, not at all.
I'm just joking.
I think Brett was... the guy I had built the Yelp page for.
Ay, esta muchacha. Wait till I'm going to tell you. You know.
Yeah, no, but. What was it? Yeah, no,
you're
I
like,
remember last time. But
the
thing last time was that I was doing direct mail. And
I will tell you because I have all my notes.
Yeah. No, I
have all my notes
on direct mail, but
you were
one.
You had already built the website. You had already built
the
website, and at that time, you even told me, "I see the value, Nadine, but I'm doing direct mail, and I'm in the process of trying to cancel Angie's." That's what we had talked about at
that
time,
that was like the
right?
Beginning. Yeah,
that was like I'm telling you, that was back in October of 2023. I have all my notes.
I remember
everything, you know?
No, I remember everything.
And then after that, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? And I'm like, well, you know, things happen. I get it. So when, and it's so funny because, and look, you're going to laugh when I tell you this. So when Jess talked to you, right, and she sent you over to me,
yeah.
I literally put Brett sent the email. We'll be speaking with Juan, his partner. They're allocating $300 a week to Google Ads on their own, mentioned that they need stuff taken off their plate. They will let me know what they decide. Juan was not available until the evening. That's what I put on my notes the last time I talked to you. Well, prior to that. And then yesterday I had put, you are so silly. You're like, and you kept playing along with it. Oh, my God.
We already had a whole conversation, so I'm like,
right?
I'll just let her call me Brett.
You're like, I'm just going to let her call me Brett, whatever, as long as it's not anything bad.
Right. Yeah, no, but I do remember. because
okay.
I was trying to direct mail and that thing,
how
the
did
company
that
I
work
worked
out?
With was, it didn't work so great because the company I was working with, they were like Midwest or something. So it was hard to get a hold of them. And it was just one fail after another. And I just wasn't happy.
Really?
And I was surprised because it's MailShark. And I thought that was a pretty reputable company. But they were just hard to contact. And yeah, I just wasn't happy.
So when it was direct mail, tell me, Juan, is it more like like, are you talking about, like, when you get, I know that Vez en Cuando, like, I'll get one of those little, like, booklets that'll say, like, home something.
No. It's like an actual letter sent, like, saying, hey, it's that time of year, you know, remember to service your unit. So an actual letter
like
sent
that.
To the homeowner. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Wow,
so
and it didn't do that good, huh?
No. Well, part of it is just I haven't been around that long, and reviews and stuff like that, and I have to send those letters every like 3 months to the same address to get someone to actually call. But it originally me and my team wrote the whole letter, and the company I hired, pretty much all they did was print and send, and I didn't see why I was spending like 400 and some change every week for that.
And yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, they ended up sending it to the wrong locations. They had it all mixed. I'm like, oh, that's pretty unprofessional. And then when I finally got a call from one of the letters, I looked at the letter and the color was like off. Like my letter was supposed to be black, white, and like regular red. And the red was more of a like a maroon and the black was more like a brown. I'm like, this just like
awful. Oh wow.
So
the colors didn't even match with each other, or not like match, but they didn't like that don't go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty weird. And
kind of ran together. It seems like
I'm like one time it's okay, but two mistakes. I'm like, yeah, never mind.
You're like, I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened. Wow.
Yeah, no,
that's a bummer.
That's what we got to do. We got to fail a few times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's investments, right? But it hurts when you make an investment and it doesn't pan out. And then it's like, you know? Now, are you guys still using the Angie's Leads, or did you stop that a long time ago?
No, I stopped it a long time ago. I didn't like it at all.
I'm
going to
tell you.
They send one lead to me and the lead was sent out to like
that Google guaranteed program. That Google guaranteed program, I'm going to tell you right now, it is nothing like the leads, like Angie's Leads. And here's the thing. So you'll have a special number, a tracking number that's linked to your phone, right? And that's how Google knows what calls were qualified and which ones weren't. And even though, Juan, like let's say one slipped through the cracks, you would just let us know and we dispute it with Google. Hey, it wasn't a qualified lead, XYZ, this is why, and then we dispute it, right? But
okay.
When you pick up that call, you're going to hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. That's how you're going to know that it's a lead coming from that program. As well as, you know, Google, they put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you, because it's almost as if Google's guaranteeing your work, right? And that's why they call it Google guaranteed. Like right now, in your zip code, and you're probably familiar with some of these companies, there's AZ Air and Water, there's California Heating and Air Conditioning, Valley Comfort Air, United Heating and Air Conditioning, Next Level Heating, I think those guys are like nationwide, Synergy,
HVAC. It's Next Level, I think it's Next Gen.
Or Next Gen, that's who it is, not Next Level. I knew it was something next. And then you got like Season Control Heating. I don't know. Do any of these like guys ring a bell to you at all? Any of them sound
like
familiar?
Like two or three of them.
Okay.
But there's a lot of companies out here.
Yeah. And these are just some of them, right, that are part of that program. So you know what I mean? Google guaranteed, I'll tell you, hands down before Google Ads. I wouldn't even do Google Ads. I would say Google guaranteed is where it's going to be beneficial for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I am in the middle of a
call. I know you're busy. Yeah. No.
So
okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
Give me a call. Yeah, because
okay,
close around 4 or so, right?
Yes, we close at 4. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you just give me a call tomorrow at noon.
At noon. You got it. Okay.
All right,
have a good
you.
Afternoon, Juan. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.